Islamophobia is rearing its ugly head in France yet again, amid heightening social protests against the unpopular government of austerity-minded President Emmanuel Macron. Many say the initial spark was provided by private media. Shockingly, far-right ideologue Eric Zemmour has been given a daily program on France's second most watched news channel, even though he was convicted, again, of spreading Islamophobic hate just last month. France's most popular daily news channel already panders to the far right, and many say that giving Zemmour a daily platform encourages France's many Islamophobes on the political right, left, and center.
The hiring of a well-known racist like Eric Zemmour contributes to the false idea that Islamophobia is normal. For 30 years, we have been fighting racism in France, but the climate has only gotten worse. These false debates are a way to distract France from right-wing atrocity, increasing poverty, and the extreme police brutality against the Yellow Vests.
Last week, a French politician sparked outrage when he aggressively and illegally demanded a Muslim mother who was freely helping her child's school visit a meeting of local government to take off her shawl. The attempt at humiliation was widely condemned, but many of Macron's ministers openly supported the Islamophobe.
The problem is that many in France consider the hijab as a sign of religious oppression, but this is a personal choice which so many women make around the world.
The theme of an anti-Islamophobia demonstration in Paris was "For the love of our children," but perhaps "For the love of our women" is more appropriate because women compose 75% of the victims of Islamophobia in France.
Many here say that France does indeed have a problem with radicalization, but on the part of those who become hysterical and aggressive at the sight of a woman in a hijab. Islamophobia is nothing new for France's Muslims, but they hope this latest episode is short-lived. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.